playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org. Go for fans, wonder, see.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
But noise! Noise! Yeah, noise! Noise!
Good morning. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means? It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the almighty CITR 101.9 above the gorgeous Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia. Baby, it's cold outside, so lots of stuff to go through today to hopefully warm your cockles. For the first half hour, we're just going to play a whole bunch of new stuff that I've been kind of sadly neglecting. But at the top of the hour, we'll be having kind of a tribute to the earliest primitive electronic instrument, namely the theremin. And we're going to be focusing on that new reissue by Clara Rockmore that was just released on Mississippi Records. And we'll also have some Moogie kind of stuff by the Residents, Chrome, Throbbing Gristle, and even George Harrison. However, we're going to get the mood started right. These guys were in town a few weeks ago. I love this record. This is the Moon Duo. We'll be right back.
too. And she got us in the form of a truck. She got stuck picking up the needle. The caravan takes to a simpler time. They saddled in her mind.
From Philadelphia all the way back to 1994, one of the more overlooked lo-fi indie bands, the Strapping Field Hands, really associated with kind of the lo-fi weirdness of Guided by Voices and the Thinking Fellers Union Local 282, whom I had the pleasure of seeing the Strapping Field Hands open for back in 95 at the Starfish Room with the legendary Edmontonians, the Imagineers. Fantastic show. The Strapping Field Hands never really got their due, if you ask me. While Thinking Fellers kind of spawned off bands such as, like, oh, you know, like you can hear them in the OCs and bands like that, Strapping Field Hands were always just too left to center to actually be pigeonholed. And, well, this is a reissue of 1994's Discuss album, released out on Shangri-La Projects. Unfortunately, it's CD only. I hope they can actually get their money together and put it out on wax. But it's got great liner notes by Chunklet Magazine's Andrew Earls. And he goes as far as to say, ranked alongside the Thinking Fellers' Mother of All Saints, the Sun City Girls' Torch of the Mystics, and Guided by Voices' B-1000. Discuss is an utterly timeless masterpiece of left-field weirdo catchiness, optimizing the feel and aesthetic of the select few that successfully pioneered the last wild era of underground pop. The Strapping Field Hands you heard there with the sad lament of the American Indian. Before that, another groundbreaking 90s one, but a brand new record, Polvo. Their most recent, In Prism, released on Merge Records. We heard Beggar's Bowl, probably one of my favorite tracks of last year. I had Pterodactyl in that set as well. World Wild is the name of the record on Bra out of Bloomington, Indiana. Of course, run by the kind folks from Oneida, a great Brooklyn band. And First Days we heard there. And we started off there with something, one of my favorite ones of the last couple of weeks, Moon Duo. on Woodsist Records out of Brooklyn. Keep an eye on that label. They're putting out lots of quality stuff. Speaking of quality stuff, coming up, one of the more interesting things to come by my desk on Sub Pop, the A-Frames and the Climax Golden Twins have gotten together to release a stunning EP, and the EP comes with a 12-inch record and a 7-inch record inside of it, and the artwork is unbelievable. It folds out like an old school, like almost like an old Crass album cover or something like that. But check this out. This is a great tune, and they've shortened the name to AFCGT. This is Two-Legged Dog on a Noise.
We'll be right back. Monday, March 8th to Monday, March 15th, CITR wants to thank you for donating during the 2009 fund drive. We exceeded our goal by raising over $26,000, and we could not have done it without you. So be sure to tune in to Donor Recognition Week from March 8th to March 15th to hear your name broadcast on air during the show that you donated during. From all of us here at CITR 101.9 FM, thank you for your generous support of quality independent programming. Thank you to the following 2009 CITR Fund Drive donors who donated during A Noise. Thanks to Scott, Maureen, Samantha, Julie, Ardalan, David, Lynn, and Gord.
Yes, thank you all for donating to this show and to CITR. We can't thank you enough. Donor Appreciation Week happening right now on CITR. Thanks, everyone. Back in November, when you opened your hearts and your wallets and generously gave to CITR. And if you can't see, you can't even hear my chair squeak, you know, like that's one of the improvements that we made in the studio, you know, like, I mean, it used to be like, you know, like that kind of thing. You just heard A-Frames and the Climax Golden Twins collaboration on Sub Pop Records, been out for a couple of weeks now. Great stuff. Really psychedelic by two great bands, actually. And hopefully they'll be making it up here soon. I mean, they just live in Seattle. Come on, guys. Pay us a visit. We'd love to see ya. We're going to move into some electronic territory here, namely one of the earliest electronic instruments, the theremin. If you do not know what the theremin is, it is one of the earliest electronic instruments ever made, invented by Leon Theremin out of Russia. And there is a fantastic documentary on the theremin called, I think it's called Theremin Man of Music or something like that. It's one of the most wonderful musical documentaries ever. If you're not crying by the end of it, you have no soul. But Clara Rockmore was always one of the prodigies of the theremin. Possibly one of the few people that could actually perfectly play it, considering that it is an instrument where you simply just wave your hands in the air in front of it. There is no... it's really hard. Unlike a violinist who's like in constant contact with the fingerboard or whatever, you're just kind of waving your hands in the air and stuff like that, and to determine pitch and stuff, it's very, very difficult. Well, Clara Rockmore mastered that, and Leon Theremin himself was quoted, "I consider Clara Rockmore the foremost unique and extraordinary theremin concert artist. She's the only one in the world who was able to achieve the intricate mastery of the instrument, combining it with a rare musicianship and most sensitive interpretive qualities of the highest caliber." Well, the kind folks at Mississippi Records out in Portland, Oregon, it's not only a record store, it's a record label as well. Great reissue stuff, has released recordings of Clara Rockmore's theremin performances. This was recorded in July 1975 at Producers Recording Studio in New York, and all remastered. Great gatefold sleeve, tons of liner notes, and enough of my yakking. I'll let the gorgeousness of her music do the talking. This is Clara Rockmore on A Noise.
Everything is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
12:19 in the PM. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just a little taste of the brand new Clara Rockmore reissue entitled Theremin, Premier Artiste of the Electronic Music Medium, with Nadia Reisenberg on piano. We heard Rachmaninoff's Vocalize, Rachmaninoff's Song of Grecia, and Saint-Saëns with The Swan. Fantastic stuff. Out on Mississippi Records, available in finer record stores right now. And it's very, very reasonably priced, too. So if you're a fan of anything early primitive electronics, check that out. Speaking of early electronics, another reissue that just came my way is a band called The Units from San Francisco. Not to be confused with Jandex, The Units. This is The Real Units, a band who basically made their statement as F star star K the guitars. It was 1978 and guitar boy bands had been the norm for over 25 years. They still are. I was sick of the sameness, the lack of choice. The real deal was happening in performance art. Why couldn't music change? That's what I was thinking. Guitars had become a negative symbol to me. They represented socially acceptable dissent for young people. Mick culture condoned rebelliousness with a great marketing track record. As long as you held a guitar and jumped around like an ape, you could spout anti-establishment poems while selling tons of hamburgers, beer, and t-shirts. I wanted a band that was completely different. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you The Units.
Pattern. But throw away her bread. Her feeling funny as she lies beneath the bed. She reminisces of the pungent Adriatic Sea. And she crawls and counts her cans and twitches like a flea. What What she really likes to do is sit upon a pew and make believe that time has stopped in motionless as blue. Planes are stranded in the sky and drains are stopping too. She alone is laughing under eyelids full of blue. Scurries, hurries, worries that the wicked will receive their candy from a handsome man and coffee from a thief. She gazes at an hourglass and asks it if it cares, and then she wonders if the lizard likes his lettuce rare.
He has a lizard, a lizard of a snake, conspicuously alcoholic, licks his tongue at me. Release me, lizard, licking lizard, lizard of the bee. Moist inside a stock, you still dare me to die.
Prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, indeed. Frank will be with us at 3 o'clock. Stay tuned. However, at 1 o'clock, right after the show here, we have The Green Majority, hosted by our sister station in Toronto, CIUT, your only source for conservation information in Canada. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, like I said, Rumbletone Radio Agogo, your best in all things kind of garagey and psyche with Mr. Frank Rumbletone. 5 o'clock, the Arts Report with Tracy Fuller. Until 6:30, which is Sam Squatch's Hideaway, Canadian content all the time. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Man City with the lovely Caroline. And 11 o'clock, pretty much the best thing on radio, if you ask me, Hans Klaus. With Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked either on 101.9 FM or www.citr.ca. This show is a noise. Let's go through what we just heard there. We gave you kind of a set that basically embraced the philosophy F star star K, the guitars. That is the philosophy held by the Units from San Francisco. Brand new reissue entitled The Early Years, 1977 to 1981. Early recordings, great stuff, great liner notes, great cover, great vinyl. High Pressure Days, you heard there. The first track on side one by the Units. After that, one of my favorites, Chrome. Alien Soundtracks, the album. We got the reissue of that came out on Cleopatra Records last year. Pretty cool setup. It doesn't actually come with a record cover per se. It's just a cutout paper sleeve of the album cover, but it does come with a button of the album cover and a patch that is happily sewn onto my jacket. And there's a whole bunch of ones out there that are reissues that Cleopatra did in that exact same format, namely bands like Brain Ticket and Guru Guru. Check it out. And it also comes on colored vinyl as well. So neato stuff. We heard All Data Lost. After that, Throbbing Gristle. If you must own one album by my favorite group, Throbbing Gristle, this is the one, DOA. They're, technically speaking, their second album, but they call it their third annual report. Features solo members or solo tracks by each member, as well as collaborative efforts, basic live performances all around. That was one of them. That was the title track, DOA. And then we finished you off there with yet another if you must own one weird record by these guys, this is one of them. The Residents, and that was Duckstab and Buster and Glenn. The record there in the track was called Lizard Lady. Well, we're going to keep on with kind of our primitive electronic theme because I was away when February 25th hit, and that is George Harrison's birthday, and I always play this record on his birthday. I think this is one of the more underrated records. He completely dismissed it after it came out, but I think it's quite fascinating and paved the way for a lot of more experimental kind of krautrock and British electronic music and stuff. I'm talking about Electronic Sound. This is technically the first solo album by a Beatle, but it was released in 1969. So therefore, it's on the Zappa label, which was John and Yoko's kind of thing. So Two Virgins was put out on and all that kind of thing. But this is Georgie's first kind of composition by himself. He did do Wonderwall music, which, of course, was the soundtrack to a movie of the same title. But this was like his first reel kind of by himself. And technically speaking, it was on one of the first commercially released Moog synthesizers. I believe the serial number on it was like 00003 or something. And if you listen to it, it really does sound like early Cluster or, you know, bands of that ilk. And yeah, we're going to leave you with this. This is George Harrison with No Time or Space. Just heard Mr. George Harrison there, all the way back to 1969 off of his solo Electronic Sound album released on Zappel Records.